With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock is the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
From the recent video conferences, I heard we had a more years to convert people to the vegetarian diet. Does that mean there will not be any major catastrophes happening in Australia within this period?
Why you worry about Australia alone?
I worry about the entire planet myself, like all of us here do, but because we're in Australia here, I thought I'd ask a question in regards to Australia.
Okay. I got it. You are Australian and you worry about your country and your people, and that's natural. Okay, but what affects the whole world will affect also Australia, you know, more or less. The thing is, we have more time now. We have more time as more vegetarian people join in, and a little bit of saving from the planetary environmental protection. We earn more than that now already. But we cannot keep extending forever, okay? Yes. Because even as we are extending our deadline to change the problem of the planet will also continue to take its course with the disaster that is coming, even to the lesser degree than it would have been, but it's still rolling, the disastrous course. So now, if the people do not change their way of life to a nobler and more compassionate style, then the disaster will take its course. Maybe slower, maybe to the little lesser degree, but it will take place. Now, I understand because Australia is surrounded by water, and of course, if the ice melts, the coastal area at least will have the most impact of it, yes. But it's not only the water rising that we worry about, it's the gas, the hydrogen sulfide and the methane and all kind of gas in the ocean. And also it will melt more ice if the methane coming out from the permafrost, etc., etc., and from the ocean as well, and from all the livestock, animals raising, and they keep adding together, and it would stay in the atmosphere for a long time. And once the planet is destroyed, it will look like Mars. It will be like Mars. It's uninhabitable, and it takes millions of years, sometimes hundreds of millions of years, until any planet recover, if it recover at all. Yes, if there is a purpose to recover at all. Even if there are inhabitants, it would be very difficult to live on such a planet or to wait for it to recover. Now, according to your question, you think that if we have more time, then there will be less disaster. There will be maybe less, yes, or the less intense, but that will still be because the bad karma, the bad retribution, has not completely erased yet, and people continue to make more. So we have to change it. The quicker we change, the better. And then we can halt the climate change, and we can restore the planet very quickly, in no time. But if we don't, then the planet will also be destroyed quickly and in no time. And we don't even have that much time to allow to continue to change. We have to change fast. We cannot just say, okay, today I get another month, and next year I have another month, and next year I have another month, and it will continue forever. It is not like that. Maybe the world is not completely destroyed yet quickly, but the disasters still continue. It's just not the end of the world. It's just that it's not the point of no return yet. That's all there is. At the point of no return, that will be rolling downhill then. Yeah? No change can be taking place anymore. Nothing can help anymore at that time. And there may be nobody survive, or maybe very little, a handful of people survive because of their spiritual merit. But then it will be also difficult for them to continue in this kind of condition. And there have to be a different kind of lifestyle. I don't wish to have to teach you this. There's no need to talk about this right now because we still have time. Okay? Let's hope we will change the course of the disaster. I really am hopeful. I'm feeling positive about it. I feel positive that people will change. Not only in Australia that we will avoid disaster, but everywhere in the world. That's what I am positive about. I feel people will change. I feel people will change. The majority of people will change. And I only need 2/3 of the population of the planet that change. Then we can save the world and repair the planet. And the vegetarian people will live happily on the world full of abundance, loving and kind.
Thank you so much, Master.
What secrets or mysteries or technologies have yet to be revealed that will help save our planet? Thank you, Master.
Yes, there's one secret, the vegetarian diet. Very simple secret.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. In the vegetarian diet, it contains many things. Yes, it's very simple solution, but it contains most of the principal goodness in life, I tell you. It contains all the 5 precepts in there. The first precept, thou shalt not kill. You see, if we are vegetarian, we don't even kill indirectly. Nobody will kill for us. Okay, that's the first. The second is, thou shalt not tell lie, not tell the truth. Yes. If you are vegetarian, you are true to yourself and true to the law of the universe. Like, we don't take other life to sustain our life. It is already reluctantly that we have to eat vegetarian diet to survive. But the trees, the plant will grow more. After, if we cut one branch, most of them will grow another 2-3 branches. So at least we do not destroy life as thus. Yes? So that's the second. The third, you shall not steal, eh? By being a vegetarian, we also keep that precept as well, automatically. Because we don't steal another life. That is the worst thing to steal. No? And we do not steal the extra food that could be used to feed millions, 800+ millions of hungry people because of the meat diet. So that is the greatest stealing. Not only we steal the animal's life, we steal the lives of our brothers and sisters around the world who could not afford food because the food has been all fed to the animals. And they have to sell even their food. to feed the animals to the richer country. So therefore, the food price is expensive and even non-existent for them. The food will be all gone to feed animals elsewhere and not distributed to them in their time of need. So that is another stealing. So for that, even to keep a vegetarian diet, we keep many precepts as well. And another precept is committing adultery if you eat meat. Maybe you also became less of the human quality and more of some of the animal's instinct. And then it's difficult for you to even control your sexual appetite. Yes, and then maybe you could even commit adultery or sexual misconduct due to the animal's influence of meat. It's not just the meat, it's not just the animal's instinct, it is the hormones, the antibiotic, and all kind of harmful substance that went into the meat before they're killed. And after they're killed, even all the preservatives and all the deadly bacteria that is inhabit in that piece of meat and all kind of thing that drives your hormone even more crazy. And it's easier for you to be unloyal to your partner, you see, or to commit even some sexual offense. So some sexual offenders, they are not even to blame completely. The society at large is to be blamed because they're feeding them all kind of things that are really crazy, harmful to their body, to their sane mental controlling capacity, beyond their comprehensive capability. All these terrible chemical and drugs go into the meat and then go into their body, drive them crazy. And for the average guy, it is already a miracle that he can even sustain himself and keep himself sane in this chaotic world.
Yes.
Yes. So now, meat diet even can cause you trouble in your relationship, in your adultery precept. And the last one is intoxicant. Even meat make you addictive. It's another kind of drug, another kind of addictive. And they also put all kind of things in there, make you addicted as well. So, just to be vegetarian, you keep the whole five precepts. Because people eat meat, they also cannot digest very well. So they need wine, you know, alcohol, to get more appetite and to digest easily. And then wine, alcohol, also intoxicants, and then lead them to another kind of unlawful act, you know, like drunken driving, yeah? Or brawling with other people in the bar and on the street, and degrading their dignity, all kind of things, or fighting, quarreling with family members, beating wife and kids. You know, most of the domestic abuse came from alcohol and drug. You see, so meat can even let people into another kind of intoxicants, doubling its effect and drive the man or the woman crazy and make them do a lot of things that they will regret for the rest of their life. So if just keep a vegetarian diet, you keep all the precepts. That's why I told you, the only mystery is vegetarian diet. Huh?
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
The only cure is vegetarian diet, the only secret, okay? Then we save the whole world and we will live in heaven hereafter.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, my love.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon.
liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
We would like to invite Master to share some more of your words of wisdom and advice for us and the world.
You see, the best advice, honey, is from examples, yes? I think we have plenty of wisdom from Mars, yeah? From Martians, from what happened to them and what we discover telepathically. Yes, as well as scientifically, yes, they have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. So what have happened to all these bodies of waters? You see? That is a very, very important question for us. So from Mars we can learn to prevent, you know, such disaster, that it might not ever happen to our planet. So my advice is just look to Mars and don't forget. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here for us and for our children. And for grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, it's a beautiful place, physically speaking. And it has all conditions to sustain life. And it offers so much, so much. So much fun, so much beauty, so much love. And even though it's a temporary home, but it's a very good home for practicing spiritually, for rekindle our wisdom within, and for practicing to be, you know, a higher, nobler being. So it's a nice place to sojourn for as long as our time permits. at least to develop spiritually. Or if not, just enjoy it. Just enjoy the scenery. Enjoy what we have here. We have exquisite flowers, yes? We have exotic birds. We have incredible animals. We have amazing trees, mountains, and great bodies of water, which sustain so much life and energies and nourishing all beings. It's such a beautiful place. We just walk out everywhere and look at the trees. Imagine one day they're all gone. And smell the flowers quick before maybe they'll be gone soon. Touch the grass because maybe they'll be also gone soon. Imagine if all this beautiful scenery, vegetation, humans, animals, imagine if they're all gone. How would you feel? So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment, beautiful flora and fauna. It's really an incredible place. It took trillions of years to manifest such a planet, and it takes many, many meritorious, virtuous deeds of human beings, or animals, or other beings alike, in order to garnish into this energy, in order to manifest such kind of planet like this. It's not a gift that you can buy and offer it to someone. It's not a toy that we can use it and discard tomorrow. It's not an item that if we have trillions of dollars, we can buy it. However much money we have, we cannot buy this planet. It's so exquisite, it's so special, so unique, so beautiful. Not every planet are as beautiful as our planet, even though we have more beautiful planets. But not all of them are as beautiful as our planet. So beautiful, like some planets are not as beautiful. The peopled planet, not all are as beautiful as this. I wish I can make everybody understand what I'm talking about. I wish I can wake them all up. And we just turn around, and that's it. We can save the planet. All we do is just be vegetarian. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just being vegetarian, you can save the planet overnight, just like that. And I wish everybody really listen. Okay, guys, thanks for your time, and thanks for all you are doing. I want everybody to know that we still can save the planet. We still can. We still have some time. But we have to turn around quick, you know? Because we are going to the destructive direction right now. If we just turn around, then it's become constructive again, positive again. Very simple. If we don't head north, then we're going south, you know? Turn around and we go north if that's where we want to go. I'm sorry I have no more bigger words or, you know, impressive words or incredible sentences to conclude our meeting, or that I could impress people of the planet or convince them in any way. But I just hope they feel what I say is the truth and sincere. And I truly wish them to continue to have the planet and to save the planet for the future generations. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD